the new Black Widow movie will finally give us some closure. Plus, what version of Thor will we get in Love and Thunder? Coming up on Marvel News Daily. Hi, I'm Zia Anderson here with Marvel News Daily. Black Widow's solo movie is set to release on May 1st, 2020. Finally, this is a solo movie that I think we should have gotten a long time ago. Of course, after what happened in Endgame, the movie would have to be a prequel, and according to Scarlett Johansson, we will finally get some closure for the beloved character. In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, Johansson said, "What are we gonna get out of the new movie? Closure? I hope so. I don't know if I can take it anymore without closure. It's too exhausting." She then went on to say, "I love it. I'm so proud of what we made, and now we get to sprinkle the magic over it and get it ready for audiences. I'm audiences, and I'm ready." In other news, Taika Waititi has said that he's finished writing Thor: Love and Thunder. But the one aspect that hasn't been decided on is what this Thor will look like. There's an ongoing discussion on whether we will get to see the return of the Lebowski Thor, and it sounds like this will all depend on where it falls in the timeline. Waititi said in a quote, "This is an ongoing debate that we're still having at Marvel, because we're trying to figure out how long, how many months or years this is after Endgame. At what point does this take place? He was a fan favorite for many, and I for one would not mind seeing either version. Let us know what Thor you would like to see in Love and Thunder." For more Marvel news, be sure to keep an eye out for Marvel News Daily with myself and Christian Blatt here every weekday. I'm Zia Anderson, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Zia_Lands.